Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Glory be to God. He is in the house today. And thank God you and I are his house. Hallelujah. Yes, the healer is here. The healer is here. Thank the Lord. He's here in you. He's here in me. He's here in them. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. I said he's here, and he's there where you are, and he's there where you are on the other side of the world. He's there where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he will be manifest in this place today. Before you're seated, just quickly, like, I just heard this in my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, most people haven't realized this because of the division of chapter and verses and so forth in reference. But beginning with the 13th chapter of John, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all right there at that last covenant meal of the first covenant. Right there. And I've so many times, I take communion a lot, and I just see myself in my mind just right there. John is on Jesus' right hand, leaned up against his bosom. It's this, that Gentilized picture with that big table. Get out of here. No. It was, if they had a table, it, of course, that would have been very, very small because they were lounging on the floor. And listen to what the Master said. John 14:10. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me, he does the works. Now, you just read a little bit further. Just read a little bit further. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Why? Well, it's just a few days away on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after that supper, the Spirit of God came in great manifestation into this earth. And the Scripture does not say there was a rushing mighty wind. It said there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. I'm completely convinced that you would have heard that sound anywhere, because it was Jacob's ladder, the angels going back and forth, is over. Glory to God. And all of the angels that were chased out of here because of what Adam did, all came, are they not all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the heirs unto salvation? Glory to God. That's when he came back into this atmosphere and will never leave again. So that you and I today could be well in our bodies. Amen. Amen. Greet two or three people and say, thank God the healer's in me, and you can be seated. Praise God. For the healer's in the house today. Thank you, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Right after receiving the offering, I went back to sit down there, and the Lord impressed upon me for us to read Luke chapter 4, verse 18 from the Amplified before we start this. Could they put it up on the screen, Luke 4, 18 from the Amplified? There, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me, the Anointed One, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed. Hold on, back up. Those who are oppressed.
Yes.
Then go, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity.
Praise God.
There are people that are watching today, mm-hmm. and some right here in this auditorium that come under that category. And the Lord said, minister to them first so that they can be free to receive the
Praise word. Praise
God. Now, in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, mm-hmm. if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. And we've learned that joy produces strength.
Yes, that's
so
right.
You could say, if you are fainting in the day of adversity, it's because your joy has been diminished.
That's right. It's weak.
A lot of people are not able to receive healing because of things they've been going through, particularly over the last several months. They're downtrodden. They're oppressed. Their joy has been diminished. And I felt impressed to the Lord that we need to minister to them first so yes. that we can get yes. that spirit of oppression off of them so that they can receive the word.
Now, right there in that same room, Jesus said to them, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Asking you shall receive that your joy may
that
be.
That joy may be full. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Jerry.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Those of you that are watching, if you come under the category I just mentioned, then I want you to stand to your feet. Stretch your hands out toward your television set or your iPad or wherever it is you're watching. Any of you in here that are under that category, don't be embarrassed by standing. God wants you to be free so that you can receive the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now, you remain standing, everybody else stand right along with them. And let's just turn around and stretch our hands toward the back of the auditorium and stretch our hands toward that camera in the back.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by direction of the Holy Spirit, we speak to the spirit of oppression, the spirit of heaviness, the spirit that causes people to become downtrodden and lose their joy, and we take authority over that spirit. We command its departure. We command release to come to them because that's what Jesus said He came to do, to bring release. And in His name, we decree that you are released from oppression, being downtrodden, being diminished in your joy. And we decree in Jesus' name that you are free and you are free to receive the word of God today. And not only will you be delivered from oppression, but
today.
Every symptom, every sickness, every disease in your body will respond to the anointing of God on His word, and you will be set free in those areas
as well,
Jesus' name. And give the good Lord a good shout if you receive it. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to God. Thank you, Jerry. Now, there is no such thing as non-belief. You're believing something all the time. If you're thinking, you're believing. We're spirit beings, and spirit beings think and believe and And for instance, just a little simple, there is belief, which is faith, and then there's unbelief. That's not non-belief. Unbelief is believing the wrong thing. Unbelief is not believing what God has already said in His Word. Faith is believing what He's already said in His Word. Amen. Now, Mark 6, right there in his own hometown, and verse 5, and he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands on a few sick folks, and check it out, a few people with minor ailments. He did no mighty work. No deaf, no blind, nothing. No, nothing. He couldn't. Now somebody said, no, you wouldn't. No, he said, I couldn't. I could not do it because of their unbelief. Now, what is it they did not believe? They didn't believe that message that he preached to them that day. They didn't believe he was anointed. They didn't believe what he said. They absolutely didn't believe that. So, right now, we're going to close the door on any kind of unbelief. Where mainly does unbelief come from? Fear. It comes from fear. It comes from the pressure that Satan puts on people to pressure them and pressure them and pressure them over into fear. Pressure. The Apostle Paul said, no, he said, I press. Didn't he say it? Right there in the book of Philippians, didn't he say it? He said, I press. In other words, I'm putting the pressure on. So he was putting joy pressure on. He was putting the pressure on there. Well, I'm impressed of the Lord to turn over there to the book of Philippians right quick. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, this little book, I just sometimes get lost in it. It is, and like I said yesterday, 19 times joy is used in one form or another in this little book. And this man was up to his waist in sewage and nastiness when he dictated this letter. Isn't that amazing? What an amazing man of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the third chapter. And there are some words here we need to look to. 12th verse, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect or mature, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that, then I may take hold of that, for which also I am apprehended of Christ, that I may take hold of. He took hold of me, and I'm taking hold of that. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now, wait a minute. There are no punctuation marks in the Greek text. They don't happen. There's no commas. There's no semicolons. There's no colons. That's all in English. Amen. The word, look, I do. See, do is in italics. Let me read this to you. I count not myself to have apprehended but this one thing. This one thing I have taken hold of. This one thing. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. If it happened yesterday, forget it. Forget it. Use your faith and just don't touch that with your faith life, your mental life. Just don't touch that. Amen. Now listen, the devil puts on the pressure, right? And I noticed, I press. You can press. You can press. Faith puts pressure on him. Joy puts pressure on him. Ha, 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 devil. I press. I put pressure on you. In the name of Jesus, you bow your knee. Glory to God. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in the anointing of Jesus. Praise God. I press this morning. I press into that place where the healing is. Now, hang on a second, let me reorganize here for a moment. Healing belongs to us. Healing belongs to this nation. So, 2 Chronicles, turn over there with me. Thank you, Jesus. Great familiar scripture. Most people begin reading, of course, with the 14th verse. But it doesn't begin with the 14th verse. It begins with the 12th verse. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. He appeared to him by night and said unto him, read this out loud with me. I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. I have heard your prayer. I have heard it. I have heard it. Fifth chapter of 1 John. If we pray anything according to His will, which is His word, we know He hears us. We know it. We know He hears us. And whatsoever, you remember what it says right there? Huh? We have. We know He hears us. We have the petition. We're petitioning this morning for divine healing. We're petitioning this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have it. Say, we have it. Now that just shuts the door on unbelief. Now, what then is divine healing? How could we define healing as a process? Healing of the physical body is a process. And God built His, people say, well, I don't believe in healing. Really? It's built into your body. It's built into your body. And your body all the time is trying to keep well. It's trying to stay well. My dad, this man was, he's a medical doctor. He was Chinese, medical doctor, and a really funny man. He was talking to my dad, and he said, very easy to get body well. Take head off, put on shelf, get well, put head back. Put head away. Put on shelf, get well, put head back. Why? Because the pressure's in the mind. The pressure's in the mind. Well, I don't understand that, Brother Copeland. Well, all you have to understand is they put you to sleep and you don't know anything about it. See where pain is? Now, healing is a process. Divine healing through the working of miracles, which we will have today. Amen. Through the working of miracles, that process is speeded up. And it is sped up in some cases to the point where it's just instantaneous. It's just happened, like the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. It happened and then she felt it. Yeah. Amen. That process can be speeded up so that it doesn't take anywhere near the time that medical science said it should take. Healing belongs, as I said, to the nation. So, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or the land, say the land. If I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will. That is a covenant statement spoken by a covenant God with His covenant people. And this nation, this United States, is a covenanted people to God. This nation was created by a people for the express purpose of worshiping Him. No, you think He's going to forget that?
No.
He can't forget that. It's ever before His face. It's ever before His face. Like the rainbow is ever before the face of God and the covenant that He made.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that Word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you.
Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You know what it's like to feel pressure all around you. The Scripture talked about people who were hard pressed on every side. That's pressure coming at you from every angle, from every side. But the scripture went on to say, we're pressed, but we're not crushed. That's the difference between a believer who's got the Spirit of God living on the inside of him and somebody who doesn't know God, who doesn't know Jesus, who doesn't know the truth about His love for them. When you've got something on the inside, when the pressure comes, you've got something supernatural pushing back. You're not looking for a way out. You're looking for a way to press in to the greater one that is on the inside of you. And somebody who has already won the battle and can give that victory to you, that somebody's name is Jesus. And He wants to make His home in your heart. And Jesus said that. He said, if you love me, my Father will love you. I'll manifest myself to you. I'll make my home with you. Now, I know many people watching this broadcast right now, you're born again, full of the Holy Spirit, shouting amen. But there may be somebody watching who's never made Jesus the Lord of your life. And if you've never done that, I want you to pray with me right now. Today is the day of your salvation. Just say it out loud. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of every sin, every failure, every mistake, and I receive your forgiveness, your cleansing. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it. I'm yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now listen, I know it's simple, but it's so powerful. What you did was you just surrendered your heart to Jesus. You just said, I'm done being my own Lord. Jesus, you be my Lord. You be my God. And what He did was go to work on the inside of you. He has recreated you from the inside out. You are born again. And we want to help you understand more about who you are right now in Jesus, who He is in you. And that's why KCM has some free resources they want to give to you. It's called the Salvation Package. In this package, you're going to find a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of just little brochures that are just here to help you learn how to read your Bible, how to study your Bible, how to find out what the Bible says about you and the promises that God has made towards you. So to receive your free salvation package today, you can go to kcm.org. Let us know that you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, and we're going to get this to you right away. Contact KCM. Share your glory story. We want to hear about the good things that our good God is doing in your life. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today, KCM has a free salvation package to give you. Go to kcm.org/newlife to request your free package. Take the next steps to find out who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith, and live in the power of God.